Kof Vov Eon, Monday the 22nd of May, Rabbi Herschel Hager, forcing others to do mitzvahs.
A week before Matan Torah, where Hashem forced us all, Kof Aleinu Hager Gigis, gave us no choice, to keep all the Tayag mitzvahs, like to speak today with Hashem, about us doing the same thing, forcing others to do mitzvahs, when we can do it, how it's done, and who can do kfias mitzvahs on others. We find a couple of places in Shas, in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis on the base, the Gemara has Barichas, the Gemara says, Omar Chizda, there are matnas kahuna, when you shech the behemah, not even a kodshim, behemah fuchulin, to eat, you have to give Israel l'chayayim and cave it to the kohen. The kohen gets a part of the animal. Today we're not knowing in chutzorot, for whatever reason, we're not knowing in those matnas kahuna. But Rav Chizda said, a kohen who doesn't give it to other kahanim, leheve b'shamta delhei Yisrael, you put him in chayrim. And Rabbi Bar Shila said that there are butchers in Hutzal, in Kahanim, 22 years there in this chayrim for not doing this mitzvah of Matnas Kahuna. And the Gemara asks, L'may Nafka Minna, how long they're chayrim for? So the Gemara says, when it comes to a mitzvah, lo yisaseh, if someone doesn't do it, it's over, lo yisaseh, you put him in chayrim, and you do it. Fine, so they didn't give Matnas Kahuna, so they put the Mecherim, fine. When it comes to Mitzvah Saseh, could go in. Someone doesn't want to build a sukkah. Sorry, sukkahs? Not interested, I'm not building a sukkah. Or he's not going to take Dalad Minim Yom Tov. Or he has a bag of Dalad Comforts, doesn't want to put on tzitzis. Makin oisoy ad sheteitzei nasha. You beat him up. Well, to his black and blue, you make sure he does the mitzvah. So if they're not doing the mitzvah, force them to do the mitzvah. Someone says what he meant to say, you put a knas on them, they have to give more than they have to. But we see in the bottom line, the Gemara says, there's a difference between a lois asay and asay. Someone is over lois asay, either gets malchus, if they were Edom Nasro, or he gets other punishments, you put a mecherim. Someone who's nebuch over, love. But if he's over, he's about not to do an asay. He hasn't put on tefillin today. It's getting dark. Take him, tie him up, and put tefillin on him. Force him to do the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah brings two other psukim. Even the Gemara here in the Chulin doesn't say the makor of forcing a person to a mitzvah. Say the Gemara doesn't give a posuk for it. The Chasam Sofer says, the Pusuk says, Uru Rasha Layukim Es Divrei HaTorah Azois. That means you have to make sure the whole Torah is kept by everyone. But the Gemara Rosh Hashanah brings two different Psukim, and the Gemara actually asks why we need two Psukim to tell us a similar thing. The Gemara says, when someone promises to bring a Korban, Moitzes Fasecho Tishmer Ve'osiso. Moitzes Fasecho Tishmer, carry out what you say. Ve'osiso, Moitzes Fasecho Tishmer should be enough. What does Ve'osiso mean? So Gemara explains, well, Sisa means a lotion of Issoi. Bezen force you to do it. If you promise to do something and you're not doing it, you'll be forced to do it. And the Gemara says, we have another pasuk. We know, at the beginning of Ayikro, Yakrev Oisoi, Afele Bal Kocho, you force someone to do the mitzvah of bringing korbanos. Why do you need two psukim to force someone to bring a korban? So the Gemara says, if a person, one pasuk you need to tell us, a person promised to bring a korban and didn't buy it. So you take his arm, you take him to the market to buy a korban. The other one, when a person already bought the korban, he's just lazy to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, he already has the korban. In both cases, you force the person to bring the korban, to be mekayim, the mitzvahs, I'll say, he promised the neder, the dovah, to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So we see a few places in Shas where a person is forced to do the mitzvah. Gemara says clearly, Gemara gives examples of sukkah, lulav, tzitzis. Here you have kavonas, psukim b'kavonas. Rashi actually throws in a word in the Gemara, where the Gemara gives examples of sukkah, lulav, and tzitzis. those mitzvahs she'ein b'hem chasaron kis, the easy mitzvahs. Dalad minim didn't cost much, obviously, in those days, and you can go to the fields and pick your own dalad minim. Rashi gives an example of chasaron kis. Before Hashem explain, Rashi doesn't mean to say the expensive mitzvahs, you don't force a person to do an expensive mitzvah. It means to say, a person can't get out of saying, I don't want to build a sukkah. Take a few pieces of wood, get some schach, and it's a gross geschäft. Tefillin, I can't afford it. Okay, we have to sit down, work out. Can he buy? Does he have the money? Does not have the money? The easy mitzvahs, it's easy to force upon someone to do. The difficult ones, it's more difficult to force. But the bottom line is, you always force someone to do a mitzvah say. If he's not going to do a mitzvah say, you can force him to do a mitzvah say. Forcing, how it's done, the Gemara in Ksubas says the word koifin can mean in different ways. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Elu koifin ois lohoiti, there's some people, men, who they bezin could force them to give a get to their wives. And koifin, there are many different ways of forcing someone. You can force him by begging him, or by talking to him, also a form of force. You know, if it's a therapist, if he brainwashes you. Forcing could be twisting someone's arm physically. You can give him a knas, a monetary knas. You can lock him up. You can whip. Different ways of kfir. Forcing someone to do mitzvah, say, it doesn't mean the first thing, he doesn't want to do mitzvah, you beat him up. There are different ways of force. Obviously, you go minakala la kovod. But you start off nicely, and it's also considered forcing. Those are all considered ways of force. That's how it's done. Different ways to force people to do mitzvahs. Who can force someone to do a mitzvah? There's a big machloikis between the Ketzosin and the Sivis, two of the Gdoilu Achroinim and Chodesh Mishpat. And the Ketzos starts off the saying, Minatoyre, one person could be a dayan. You don't need three people. The Tzedek Tishpoy Tamisecho. One person is good enough to paskin a din Torah. Midrabonim, we need three dayan. But min Torah, but Tzedek Tishpoy Tamisecho, one person is enough to paskin a din Torah. So you ask, we see various places in Shas where it's clear that you need three people min Torah. It seems to be a stira in the Psukim or in Chazal, whether one person is enough or three people are needed for a din Torah. Says the Ksos, for a regular din Torah, one person is enough. But to carry out the Psak din, to force someone to do something he doesn't want to do, one is not enough. Then you need a proper bezin of three, we consider three people, to force someone to do something he doesn't want to do. The Nesivus, his Bar Plukta, he says it's not true. Whatever Chazal say, you force someone to build a sukkah, to put on tzitzis, to do any mitzvah, I say, you don't need a bezin of three people to force someone to do a mitzvah. Anybody, one person, can force another person to do a mitzvah. You see someone's not doing a mitzvah, your neighbor, you're peeking in, he's not sitting in the sukkah, you break into his house and schlep him to the sukkah. Koifa noisoi. You don't need a bezin to do it. You don't have to go to bezin and bezin come along to force him to sit in the sukkah. Any person can do it. What is Raya? His Raya is from the Gemara Baba Kama says, there's a Sugi Baba Kama about, not about forcing to do mitzvahs, but about passing your own din Torah. If someone owes you money, he's not paying you back. Can you take the law into your own hands? Can you break into his house and take money out of him? The Sugi in Baba Kama of Uvad Inish Dinah Lenafshei. Nothing to do with Ben Udam Lamokha, Ben Udam Lachavere. So someone owes you money, rightfully so, can you do din for yourself? Big sugi will become about that. If you can or you can't. And the Gemara brings a brisa where someone has an Eved Kenani. Sorry, Eved Ivri. And after Yovel comes along, last week, etc., Yovel, and he refuses to budge. He's staying here. He's not moving. He likes the Hafti, Zishti, Vizadoni. He wants to stay here. He wants to stay in the house. So the Gemara says, you can literally throw him out of the house. And the Gemara wants to go out from there, you can pass me your own din Torah. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about this Eved Ivri, you gave him a Shifcha Knanis. comes Yovel, he can't live with the Shifcha Knanis anymore. He goes free, he's Ben Choyer. So we're talking about Isurim and Odin Lamukum, not talking about Odin Lachaveri about throwing someone out of your house, a tenant you don't want. We're talking about someone who's already been over, going to live with Shifcha Knanis, who's not allowed to. Then you can throw him out of the house. So we see, you don't have to take him to bed to throw the Sever Debris out of the house, you can do it yourself. So the Nasiva, so you can force someone to do a mitzvah. Here you see, you're allowed to, Eved Ibri is about to continue living with the Shifcha, he's not allowed to do it. Chuck him out of the house. Over the Inish Din and Nafshay, when it comes to Benodim Lamokon, never mind Benodim Lamokon, you see a clear eye from the Gemara, you're allowed to force someone to do mitzvahs. That's the Nasiva's argument with the Ketos. The Ketos says it's not true. It's not no raya from the Gemara Baba Kama. He says, he throws in. What happens? A get. Can a yochid force someone else to give a get? Even a case where it's a mitzvah to give a get. A person is mechuyev to give a get to his wife. You need a bezin to give a get, or to force someone to give a get. If a yochid goes along and forces someone else to give a get, even where it's a mitzvah to give a get, she's an eishes ish, it's not a get. You obviously, you need a bezin to give a get. The Gemara Baba Kama talks about oiv zan issa. If someone is about to be oiv zan issa, then you don't need a bezdin. You don't need three people to stop someone from doing an aveira. One person could stop another person from doing an aveira. But when it comes to forcing someone else to do a mitzvah saseh, you can't take the law into your own hands. You can't force someone to do a mitzvah. Then you need a bezdin, even for sukkah, for lulav, for tzitzit, for any mitzvah saseh, you need a bezdin. One person not good enough. So the machlokes and ksos and nasivus. Everybody agrees when it comes to stopping someone from doing navera, you don't need a bezin. One person sees someone about to navera, you can force him to stop. When it comes to mekayim and mitzvah say, if he's not being mekayim mitzvah say, there's a machlokes whether one person force someone else to do mitzvah say, or you need a bezin to force someone to do a mitzvah say. Forcing a wife and children to be mekayim mitzvah say. So the Ramon Choy Shemishvet, Simon Tov Chof Aleph, end of Choy Shemishvet, he says, two halachos, if you see someone, two people in a fight, two people fighting, fist fight, and the only way to break up a fight is by hitting one of them, hitting the bully. Can you do that? Are you allowed to mix in and stop the fight by force? By hitting someone. So he said, you can. Someone is mekayem an issa, he's hitting someone, he's not allowed to. So to be mafresh an issa, mafresh a person from being beaten up, you can physically get involved and stop him from being mekayem an aveira. And he adds v'chein, mishu tachas v'shusay, someone who you're responsible for. And you see someone doing an aveira, which is your responsibility, you can do whatever you want to stop the person who is in your ownership or responsibility from doing an aveira. The makor is the trumas adeshin. Listen to this. Someone, Misha Shoma, his wife, is always cursing her parents. Not his parents, her parents. And she's over Lav Deraisa, you can't curse your parents or hit your parents. And he's in Nemtzachum Fazan Shuge. She's cursing her parents. She's over Issa. And he told her a few times you can't do it. She's not listening. Says it's from a suggestion. Shura Lakos, you can have to hit her. Kdeli Yasu Shaloi Sasa. She's over Lav. You can hit her to stop. Va'af Agav. Rabbeinu Simch, one of the Rishonim, who stuck up for the women's rights, and there's a tshuva Rabbeinu Simcha, which is brought down Shulchan Aruch elsewhere, about hitting a wife. And he says, you can't do it, and if you do it, you're allowed to call the police and bring goyim. The machloek is showing them how far you can go when someone hits a wife, if you can call the police or not, or you put them in hiddur and chayrim, all sorts of punishments you can give someone who has gone overboard. But lahafresh meisa, if she's doing an aveira, she's cursing her parents. Yes, you can hit her, no problem. You'll be allowed to be mafresh shama for doing an issa. That's the only way to stop her. Stop her. And the more passing is halacha. She's doing an issa. The only way to stop her is by giving her a slap. Do so. Someone is in your responsibility. You're looking after them. And they're over Issa. And the only way to stop it is by hitting. As the Moshe says, you can do that. You don't have to schlep it to Bezdin to stop it from doing it. You see someone doing an Avera. Someone in Michal Shabbos. It's your possession. Hit him to stop. If that's the only way to do it. A few years ago in America, it was quite rampant. People were forcing other people to give gittin. They're bad people who were not giving a get to the wives when they were supposed to. And they were sort of agunas. So they used to set up sort of bezdins. The Gemara says, someone has to give a get. You can force koifin oisoi. Actually, you force someone to give a get. Obviously, it has to be done by proper bezdin, which it's not really done nowadays, to force someone, bash him up, and force him to give a get. There are other ways, and sure they do it. They have a tzavikor, we do it in another country. They freeze the bank accounts. There are other ways of forcing people to give a get. But it was done very cowboy way, where I actually saw one of the kabunas. And the question is, again, if you don't need a bezin to give a get, sorry, forcing someone to mekayim a mitzvah say, let's assume this person is mechuyev to give a get, and he has a mitzvah say to give a get. Do you need a bezin to force? Or is one person powerful enough to force someone to give a get? Well, the Rambam says, how could you force someone to do something? To be mekayim mitzvah say, to give a get, for example. You have to give a get from your own free will. You can't be forced to do something. But the Rambam says, what does force mean? I can't force you to buy something or to sell something. Because you're not doing it with your own free will. To do a mitzvah, you really want to do a mitzvah. Every person, once Hashem forced us, that's it. We're set to do mitzvahs. We want to do mitzvahs. So when I twist your arm to do the mitzvah, I'm just setting you right. Bringing you back to square one. I'm not forcing you against your will. I'm just bringing you to your will. That's the way you can force someone to give a get. He really wants to give a get. Yitzroi Tokfa is a big Yitzhara to be a Shlechter. But the minute you force him, okay, so his real rotzen comes out. That's correct when you have a bezin doing it. You have a bezin doing it, I want to do mitzvahs. It's difficult. So if bezin force me, I know I'm doing the right thing. If you get three cowboys doing it, I really don't want to do it. And I don't believe that I'm doing the right thing by giving a get now. When three people are forcing me, and I don't consider them a bezdin, I really don't want to do it. And I don't think I'm doing the right thing when I'm listening to them. So never mind all the other problems, but they can't force. Because if it's mitzvah l'shma divrei chachomim, I don't consider them chachomim, and they're not. So it's not l'tzoyna again. They haven't put you back into where you really belong of giving a get l'tzoyna. So again, you can force someone to do a mitzvah saseh. And even a get, you can force a person to give a get. But it has to be done properly in the right way. A bezdin can force someone to give a get. Then it becomes his own free will. He really does. He does. He wants to mekayem rutz Hashem. He wants to be emes mekayem rutz l'chachomim. But he has to really want to mekayem rutz l'chachomim. If there's no rutz l'chachomim here, then again, you can't force someone to do something against his will. It comes to mitzvah tzedakah. Another example. In Sheikh Moruch is a gepaskin, kol odom chayav litn tzedakah. We know everybody's mechuyav to give tzedakah. Umi shenois in puchas on mashu or litn. Someone who gives less than he ought to give. Bezdin ho yekoyfin oisoy imakin oisoy imakas maadus. Bezdin is to force him to give tzedakah. Until they think, okay, he's given as much as he ought to give. Not only that, if he's not in town, they go down to his fields, or to his to his mansion, and they take what they need. The person has to move to Kaim to stock. Baruch Hashem, he's got plenty. He's not giving as much as he ought to give. Bezen could force someone to give tzedakah. Now again, what does force mean? The Piskachur brings it, Shul is noy to be Yehuda. It was a lady who was a big tzedakis, and her husband was a miser. She was a brighter house. She thought her husband's not the time to stop her, so they used to go to her, like many people, get the wife when her husband's not in, and there's more chance of getting a bigger voucher. Can she do such a thing? Says Noy Bihudim, Chasa Shulam. You can't collect money from a lady, big money, small money you can, big money you can't collect from a lady, without the knowledge of her husband. It's Gezel, Mamush Gezel. I Bezdin, Koyfe Noy Soy. To give tzedakah, he's not even talking for some. Yeah, very Bezdin could do that. She's not the Bezdin. Who appointed her as a judge to decide how much she can give or how much she should give? She has no right to do it, even though she knows Bemis how much she has. She hasn't got the power to go behind his back and to give tzedakah on the basis of Koyfe Noisoy to give tzedakah. And he says the story was she was a Moberis, and there was some big Sgula. If you give, I don't know how much money to tzedakah, then it's a skula for Moberes. So she says, this money I can take from my husband. This is a skula, it's a done skula. So she says, if it's a done thing, it's a common thing, everybody in town does this skula, or this tzedakah for this cause, then she's entitled to it, midin refuah. Her husband's chayv refuah. So her husband's chayv to heal his wife when she's ill. She's now in a matzah, she's ill, and this is a way to heal her. Then fine. Then she can take, she's allowed to take money towards her medical costs. But once the guy goes out of the category of medical costs, she can't. She's not the bezin. She can't force him to give tzedakah as much as she would like to give. She can give from her own money. She can't give from his money. She can only go to bezin. But she is not empowered to take money from his account. And not only that, you can't trick someone. If you go to someone, I have a moysid. I know if this moysid, his heart's not so warm for it. I'll tell him, go for chusas. Carl, I'll make a nice big story. Shine a master, and I warm up his heart, and then he'll give me a big amount. If Koyfe Noisa Hashem Roitzani, we'll force someone to give tzedakah, because he's got enough money, Baruch Hashem, he's got money, it's not a problem. So we'll force him to give tzedakah. So the Shulach will come, make up a nice story. You can force someone to give tzedakah. Koyfe Noisa. So the Pasuk says it's wrong. It's like going behind his back and taking without his knowledge. You can't do that. Tricking someone is not the way of forcing. Forcing is you go to him, at gunpoint, you say, money, you're your life. That's how you force someone to give tzedakah. You can't trick him to give tzedakah. That's not right. That's gezel. So again, there are ways of forcing. Bezin can do it for someone, or could do it. It's not done nowadays. The Tosis Yom Tov in Prague, when he was Rav in Prague, he did that, and nearly cost him his life, because the Ashirim were Mosrim, and he tried to force them to give tzedakah, because they had, but they refused to give, and they mastered the Malchus, and they put him in jail. That was probably one of the last times where Bezin forced people to give tzedakah, and it didn't really work. There's another case in Shulchan Aruch, a choyle, Neir Chaim, someone is ill, and he refuses to heal himself. Shabbos, I'm not going to hospital. I will be machmim on myself, I'm not going. I don't want a tzorot to take him to hospital. This choyle is obviously a person who needs to go to hospital. Nefesh, or whatever the case is, says the Magav Rom, someone who is not allowing himself to go to hospital on Shabbos, is a chusid shoyte. You can tie him up, drag him to hospital, make an operation, operate on him. Do every chil of Shabbos you need to, if you have some string, do anything you need to be a muscle person's life. His life is not in his own hands. If this person can be saved, and he doesn't want to save himself because whatever reason he thinks is right, which is wrong, you can force someone against his will to live. Again, you force a Mugamon Paskins, even on Shabbos, you can force a refuah, any type of refuah, to a choyle who needs it. You can force someone to save his life.
English law doesn't allow it.
Doesn't allow.
You can't force somebody who doesn't want to be treated. Assault.
Well, if he's bleeding to death, you can't bandage him up.
If he says, I'm not allowing you to touch me, can't do it.
That's not suicide.
No, it's getting, no, that's different. The guy's mentally not aware of something else. The guy is completely...
But he's...
It's not so easy.
Okay, it's not so easy to tie someone up and heal him.
Yeah, but you're justifying the coroner's court. The guy's not completely...
Coroner's court? He's alive, you obviously... Really? He's not. No, in the dispensary. Okay. forcing someone to get married. Shulchan Aruch, the first similar Ebenezer to be Mekayim Pirvei Reva is a mitzvah seh. Someone not interested in getting married, Bez can force him to get married. How you can force someone to get married is very difficult because you can always say, I don't like her, she's not for me. But let's say he's a chusn, he's already engaged, and he's waiting around, he's not in no rush, then you can force him to get married. Now the Ramos says, Bezman hazeh, we don't force people to get married. Or, a person is marrying someone who's not a bas vonim, she can't have children. It's not right. He's not going to have children. He's been mevatel mitzvah seh per rivyo. He fell in love with her. He wants to marry her. She's not right. As long as he's not doing an issach hashashulam, someone who's not marrying a koi is marrying a grusha, then we force him to stop. But anybody else who's not been mekayim mitzvah seh per rivyo, we don't force or get involved. The Ramos says, Lo Nahago brings a rivosh, Lo Nahago mekama doiris ledaktik bin nazivugim. We don't get involved. Bamas a kohen should marry a bas kohen, Yisrael shouldn't really marry a bas kohen, or a amoritz or a bas tamat chochem. Things are not really supposed to be done. We don't get involved. Because Ramos says, if emo your bezin is kochem bin nazivugim, if bezin would get involved, ho yitzrich and lichvay seskolem, be busy all day, forcing everyone to mix and match. Just bring them big machloikis. If Adem leze helim chachma doiris, just turn the blind eye, do what you want, don't get married, do get married, we can't get involved. And even though Adem, we should force you to be mekayim as a separate river, we can't get involved. And obviously, we don't separate them if they've done something which we're not shulach hatchila, we don't get involved in that. The last cases of Talmud Torah. Forcing children to learn, or yourself to learn, or forcing schools to accept children, all mitzvahs asay of Talmud Torah. Can it be done or not? In Hilchos Melamdim in Shulchan Aruch it says, Chayev lehaskem melamed lebnoi. You have a son, zechiv, you can't teach him himself, you have zechiv to hire a teacher, a rebbe, for your son. And vayukoyfenoi said, Bez needs to force someone. If someone didn't do it, they used to force him. Force him means they would take money out of his assets and they would literally take money from him to pay Melamdim to teach his son. That's as much as forcing a child. What about forcing other people to learn Torah? After Shachris, let's lock the doors. And... people, not everyone learns every day. So let's lock the doors and keep everyone for an hour and give a shir. What's wrong? Chizkiyo Melech done that. No atzcherev, the Gemara says, al pesa meis medrash, kol mi she'ein oisib g'toyre, yedoka b'cherev zu. Whoever was oisib g'toyre, the Gemara says, taka he got his way, bod kumidon v'ad be'esheva, the whole Eretz Yisrael b'zman Chizkiyo Melech, there wasn't an Amoritz. From the whole Yisrael, Medon Vad Be'sheva, Ish V'Ish, Atinik, Atanoikis, they were booking, Tumatar, the new Kol HaTorah Kulu. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. You lock the doors, and I'm not a Kher, I'm being idle.
I'm saying it was an exceptional case, because the Sacher was going to kill all of them,
you have to do it. Fine, there's a mitzvah say to learn Torah every day. Force someone to do it. Never mind children. Fine, children is easy. Force other people, force adults. So the emphasis is, it's called the choyim. Ma'ad chassam. You could force to learn Torah, you have to pay money for your son. And the Gemara says, who koydim livnoi? When it comes to learn, who's first? You or your son? You're first. No, it was always called choyim. You force someone else to learn Torah. Ma'ad chassam. You have to force yourself, or let yourself be forced, or force other people to learn Torah. The emphasis is, it's true, but what are you going to do? Lock someone in the room? You can't force a mind to learn. If he's not interested in learning, he's not going to learn. There's no chain to force someone to learn Torah. Technically, you fail technically. If there is a way to force something on the Torah, adrabah. But how can you set someone's mind to focus and to listen if he's going to dream? So there's no real way to force someone to learn Torah if he doesn't want to. Yeah, other ways of forcing. You can talk to him, you can beg him. Forcing children, forcing schools to accept children. The Emes, the Ruch HaShulchan says that we said before, a father has to hire a milamed for his children, and you force him to do so. So he says, how can you ask such a thing from a father? Since Shulman Gamla was Sakan, every town has to have a Talmud Torah. So why should the father say, I'm going to pay money for my son for milamed? I'll send this to Chayden. Why am I mechayiv? Says Ruch HaShulchan, it's a very good excuse for Aniyim. Now, Ashirim, we won't allow them to schools unless they pay what they can afford. Not only for their children's school fees. Takonos Yishur Ben Gamla is that Ashirim have to support the Aniyim. And he says, that's his knowledge in his town. They used to force the Ashirim to pay more than they needed in order to support the whole town. So the Emes, Al Pidin, you went there with the Kehila and the Bezdin, they would be able to force children, schools to accept all children. Very difficult to deny Talmud Torah from children, for whatever excuse. And in Chasmina it's mentioned, even if someone Chashon married a Machal Shabbos, or a Goy married the Bas Yisrael, you can't really deny the child from Mila, or from sending to Yiddish Cheder. A Yiddish kind, whatever case is, the parents can't be held responsible for the children. The children are entitled to Yiddish Chenech. But again, as long as a Bezen, which can force the Ashirim to pay school fees for the whole town, or Bezen can be koifer other mitzvasei, and Anachanam, they could be koifer this as well. So, it goes both ways. As long as they have a proper Bezen, a setup of a Kehillah, a Bezen that can force mitzvasei of tzedakah, of chinuch for the whole town, then they could actually force all the schools in town to accept the children and distribute evenly. But as long as there's no proper setup, you can't really force one way or not the other. So again, if there's a proper setup of forcing money and forcing chinuch, then you can take up koif and oisoi to be mekayim all the mitzvot.